My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 19th day of November, 2016. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. After the program, I'll post links on the IDH program links page to some of the materials we talk about tonight. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free people's empowerment guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of my homepage. Our guide has been viewed 47,000 times since it was posted 2 years ago, and it's now in its 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more information ideas come to our attention. The guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Also, I've started a weekly talk show call dedicated to the material in Lawfully Yours, where we discuss the different strategies. The call is on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can click on the talk show logo on my homepage to locate the call information. If you don't have access to a computer, you can dial 724-444-7444 and punch in the call ID 120-481-pound. Tonight, the topic for discussion is presumptions, and they're everywhere. Unfortunately, we're not aware of them, so we keep getting caught in many, many, many traps, and most of them legal traps. Recently, I came across another attorney who has discovered what's going on, and he's done a couple interviews. He has a website, I believe. I think I did visit it one time. His name is Harmon Taylor, and I'd like to play just two small clips from an interview that Harmon Taylor did, I believe it was a couple years ago, on Bednarik's show. Some people might remember Bednarik. He ran as a candidate under the Constitutional Party. This was several years ago. I think he ran the same year Ron Paul did for president. Needless to say, he didn't get much attention. However, he's still out there, and he has awoken to the reality of what happened in 1933, and it was wonderful to hear, because last time I spoke with him, he was unaware of the events of 1933, but he seems very much aware of them now. But this interview with this attorney, Harmon Taylor, is really quite interesting. I will post a link to the YouTube. The name of it is Harmon Taylor Part 2, and there is one, Part 1 and Part 2, Our Legal Reality, Contract Citizenship, Property, and Commercial Law. And there are two parts, and I will put a link to those on the IDH program links page, so people who need a little help finding them can go ahead and click on it and listen to the entire interview. It is quite interesting. He and I don't quite see it the same way, close but not quite, and I did send him a link, a review to Melvin Stamper, attorney and law professor Melvin Stamper, to his book, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. I believe that if Harmon Taylor would read that book, it would fill in the missing pieces that, you know, last I heard, he didn't really seem to be aware of. But he's still got a lot of good information. The first clip will tell you a little bit about where he's coming from. So let's listen to the first clip of attorney Harmon Taylor.
My co-host this morning is Harmon Taylor. You were a bar-certified attorney, and you've left that profession. You're no longer exercising that certificate. Can you just give us a little reason why?
Sure, and I appreciate the question. It comes down to the concept of conflict of interest, and if we apply the ethical code properly, then I developed a conflict of interest. We talked yesterday about the Terre Haute litigation a little bit. That totally changed my world. That was in 2001. By 2003, I had fully satisfied myself that which is marketed to us is very, very different from the reality. What I had been asked to take an oath to was to support the rules and policies and even the mere existence of a system that's set up to scan me, my family, friends, and neighbors across this nation. And I cannot lend my name to that. And it just comes down to that. So, as I was fully satisfied in my own mind, didn't rush into it, obviously. It took me a couple of years to work through that. But as I satisfied myself fully that there was at the base an oath to support scams, I could no longer do that. That's what's in the letter. The rest of it has to do with Scripture. We're not going to get into a Sunday school lesson here. I'll just mention very briefly. The Lord raises up beasts to devour and destroy the rebellious. The system we have is a beast system, and I have no intention of wishing well the beast by lending it my name. It's not going to do that. So, on the legal side, it's a conflict of interest. How do you solve a conflict of interest? You withdraw from the representation. Okay, I'm representing the bar system and the judicial system that do not stand for the principles that many still think they do. It's not set up on constitutional principles. It is not set up on the law of the land, and I'm not going to lend my name to it. Scripturally, I'm supporting the wrong side there, and not going to do that either. So that's why I resigned. That was effective May of 2003. So
what's interesting, he mentioned a Terre Haute case. Apparently, in another interview he gave, he was working for some clients, and he filed a constitutionally based complaint regarding what happened to Tim McVeigh and the records surrounding the Oklahoma bombing on behalf of the families of those who were killed. And when he got his response back, he was stupefied because they called it trivial. I think in another article, he actually cited what the judge had declared his complaint was. And that stunned him because he felt that it was perfect from a constitutional point of view, which it was. And what stunned him was that made him wake up and realize that the court that he had filed it in was not going to hear a constitutional case. I'm hard to believe it took him 2 years to digest that, but maybe that's why people are so resistant to this information. It is such a shock to their system that they would rather think it's not happening than face the fact that it happened and it's all a commercial enterprise. And because of that fact, we have to learn how to deal with it as such. And we give up the fantasy that we've got constitutional rights because it's not the law of the land today. Okay, could we hear his second clip now?
What we learned from the 14th Amendment discussion is that we now finally, from some point of view, at least have an attempt to define citizen of the United States. Fundamentally then, and to wrap up the origin of the problem, and I had to go through this to understand what the Seventh Circuit taught me in the Terre Haute litigation. Okay, we don't have authority now. Where did it go wrong? And the answer is, where did it start? Procedurally, we as a nation never activated the democratic lawmaking process, and substantively, even if we had, we never defined the term citizen of the United States. What happened was the creation of yet another commercial enterprise. Commercial entities may fully create other commercial entities. Take that back forward, then. The commercial entity is not operating necessarily under the law of the land. It pretty much can create its own place. Ultimately, it did, formally and officially, when they got rid of all the honest system of weights and measures. But all along, it was always commercial.
You have 45 seconds.
Acting commercially, and our citizenship is with a commercial enterprise, not a constitutional form of government.
So basically, the Constitution never legally completely existed.
Correct. It's always recognized as a compact, and in that fashion, it set aside the Articles of Confederation. But it was never admissible evidence of law.
So our founding fathers maybe not have been on our side after all. And that's a bitter pill to swallow.
It's a bitter pill to swallow. Most of them were. There were a few agents provocateur, and the agents provocateur prevailed. They represented the commercial interest in Great Britain.
And the commercial interest in Great Britain came from the Bank of England. And who was in control of that? Of course, the Rothschilds were. So it's always been the money monsters behind all of this. But I think I appreciate the fact that he told the listeners to that show and anyone who's listening now that if you are a U.S. citizen, you are a U.S. citizen of the corporation. You're not a U.S. citizen of a constitutional sovereign government. And that's why we did a show encouraging everyone to cancel their voters' registration ASAP. And you can see that article on Anti-Corruption Society. I'm going to look again to see what it's called, because we tried to explain why being a registered voter, a U.S. citizen, was not a good thing. And a lot of people were unhappy with that. The article was called Cancel Your Voter Registration ASAP. This is hard for people to get. And I understand that when I first ran into this, it was when I ran across an article on Barefoot's World called Who's Running America? I read that. It talked about the bankruptcy of 33. It talked about moving into the Uniform Commercial Code. And at the time when I read it, I didn't have anybody who knew anything about it to even talk to. So I read that quietly by myself, and I was absolutely stunned. It almost took my breath away. I was like, this couldn't possibly be. This couldn't possibly be. And so what I did is I chose to walk away from it like for 6 months and kind of pretend that I hadn't read it. But it didn't really work, because it stayed in my head, and you can't unring a bell. So later, when I felt a little more confident and I'd done a little more research, I went back and reread it, and I started to digest it, and I realized it wasn't the end of the world. It just means that the world was functioning in a manner other than what I thought, other than what I was told. So I encourage people to read that article. It's got a lot of good information in it. Who is running America? And it's on the site of Barefoot's World. But what I wanted to talk about with some of the presumptions, and Harmon Taylor brought some of them up. And these presumptions are standing in our way from looking at real solutions at how we can handle dealing with this commercial enterprise. So let's go through some of them that are really common. And I believed all of them. I was in the group of the population until maybe 5 years ago that bought into these presumptions. Okay, people's presumption number one, the United States is a sovereign constitutional republic. That's a presumption that most Americans hold. Fact, the United States federal government is a corporation, as are all of the networks of state, county, and municipal governments that engage in contracts, and that includes grant contracts, loan contracts, etc., with the United States federal corporation. And how do I know that's true? What proof do I have outside of Harmon Taylor saying it? See 28, you can type this in your search, 28 U.S. Code, Section 3002, scroll down to number 15, and there it is. There is the admission. There is the proof. Okay? People's presumption number two, the United States Treasury is a division of the United States government, and it prints our currency. Fact, the United States Treasury was transferred to, and by transferred, I mean chairs, pencils, and the whole enchilada, to the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank in 1920. And this is one of the several reasons why the U.S. dollar has Federal Reserve note on it. The proof, I have proof of that as well. Go to Anti-Corruption Society, click on the link source document, and scroll down to the term Independent Treasury Act. And that was in 1920, and you will see it right there. People's presumption number three, money paid by us to the IRS pays for governmental services. Fact, and this came from a wonderful website called 31 Questions and Answers about the Internal Revenue Service. But here's the fact, quote, the final report of the Grace Commission, convened under Ronald Reagan, quietly admitted that none of the funds they collect from federal income taxes goes to pay for any federal government services. The Grace Commission found that those funds were being used to pay for interest on the federal debt. So that would mean the money is going to the Federal Reserve. Proof, and I'm putting a link up on the program's links page. You can go to supremelaw.org and you can search out 31 questions and answers about the Internal Revenue Service. Okay, people's presumption number four. The President of the United States takes an oath to uphold the Constitution and he cannot act outside of its restrictions. Fact, the President was given emergency powers in 1933 and the authority to write his own executive orders. The state of emergency has been continuously extended by presidents ever since. It is still in force today. Today it is called the War on Terror. And we'll be back in 3 minutes.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about people's presumptions when it comes to the government. We stopped with the people's presumption regarding the president, mentioning the fact that we've been in a state of emergency since 1933. It is still in force. They gave them war and emergency powers. In 33, they gave it to FDR, and the number of unconstitutional executive orders that have been ongoing today, ongoing this week, have just grown enormously. And all of this is being done from the executive branch because they took over the executive branch of this country completely in 1933. And that was because of the bankruptcy. The trustees now control the government. Now, you can, for proof of the permanent state of national emergency, all you have to do is look up Senate Report 93549. It's also listed on our source document page. That's irrefutable proof. And I don't care what attorney tells you that they can't do that. They've done it. I had one attorney send me an email saying the Constitution doesn't allow them to do that. Well, the Constitution wasn't written to include what happened when the government goes bankrupt either. And they've done it. They've kept it in place since 33. So whether or not they can do it is sort of a moot point. I would hope that attorney would understand that, but I don't think he does. Okay. The next one, people's presumption. Mothers sign a certificate of live birth before leaving the hospital with their new babies so that their son or daughter can obtain a birth certificate, thus making the name official. Okay, that's our presumption. Fact. Here's the fact. Mothers sign a certificate of live birth from which a new legal entity is created, a, quote, person, unquote, that is then assigned a Social Security number. Again, Social Security number by the corporation, the commercial corporation. The state then creates a birth certificate with the name of the son or daughter on it in all caps. The state owns the birth certificate and a security interest in the, quote, person, unquote, while the mother and father care for the state's investment. And here's the proof of this. This is from the Social Security Administration website. okay? Right on their website, they make this admission. And I will put a link. The page is called The Story of the Social Security Number, and I'm going to read just a small paragraph of that whole document that they put together. The use of the Social Security number has expanded significantly since its inception in 1936. Created merely to keep track of the earnings history of U.S. workers for Social Security entitlement and benefit computation purposes, it has come to be used as a nearly universal identifier. Assigned at birth, the Social Security number enables government agencies to identify individuals in their records and businesses to track an individual's financial information, unquote. Now, people, we didn't sign up for that. If they're giving Social Security numbers, where did they get the information? Where did the Social Security get the information that there's a new baby? From the certificate of live birth. The mother is the one who verifies and validates that there is a new person being born, and from that they create a birth certificate, so they've now got a new person whose finance and business they track for their whole life. And they refer to them as an individual. Even in this paragraph, an individual and a person are a legal fiction. So we've got proof of that, that they create the person based on the certificate of live birth, because they're creating them as soon as the baby's born, as they're notified the baby arrived. So, okay, the last people's presumption I wanted to mention, and there are many, many, many more, but we didn't want to take the whole show on that. People's presumption. The vast majority of Americans believe... We'll find out what the vast majority of Americans believe after our 5-minute break. It's a good time to get a glass of water, a cup of coffee, let the dog out, or whatever.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Al Whitney, you're listening to In Defense of Humanity, and we're talking about the people's presumptions. We're at number six, people's presumption number six. The vast majority of Americans believe we have courts of justice and that those who appear in these courts are presumed to be innocent. Fact, our courts have nothing to do with justice. The judges are merely administrators of the bankruptcy of the United States and are applying the Uniform Commercial Code, also known as contract law or law merchant. Each case in court results in a payment to the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas. Now, we have proof of this. Another researcher found, located, and I'm not sure you could even find it again. I snagged it the minute she found it, saved it to my computer, and uploaded it so people can see. And it's called the Report for the Court Registry Investment System. And you can see that report for yourself on the source document page. And it's up at the near the top, the Court Registry Investment System. The initials are CRIS, C-R-I-S. And you can see what happens between the courts and the Federal Reserve. So we've got proof of all these, that these presumptions, it's amazing how many, what a matrix we live in. It's very hard for people to accept, but I'm afraid if you can't accept that we're living in a matrix, you will continually be victimized by this corporate commercial system. It is not designed to tell you what they're doing, but it is designed to fool you into giving it your life's blood and your attention and your respect and to sign all their documents. That's why they're not telling you the truth. Now, from what Melvin Stamper and others have said, they are obligated to provide you with a remedy, but they have no obligation to tell you what it is. And for the last 30 years, I've known people who've been in this for 30 years, wonderful men and women who've been researching, going to law libraries, trying to figure out what is really going on and why we can't seem to get justice. And why are we being charged these taxes that just are relentless, and why we have to get a license to do almost anything, including own a dog. Now, for 30 years, people have been looking for these remedies, and many people believe they've found them. But unfortunately, I think they needed to be looking at the Uniform Commercial Code more closely, because if the law of the land is the UCC, and we have proven that it is, it's all commerce, it stands to reason that if you want a remedy, you have to find it within their system. One that their system would one that their system could recognize, because many of the remedies out there, their system can't acknowledge, can't understand, and can't recognize. So I want to read an important page out of Melvin Stamper's book next, because I think if you just study this one page, 62, and there's only 1, 2, 3 paragraphs, it says it all. It does use legal language. You may have to read it several times. You may have to look up some words, but Melvin did an excellent job in summarizing what is really going on. And I can't remember everybody I work with, everybody I show this page to is super impressed as to how well he explains it all. So I'm going to read these three paragraphs by Melvin Stamper from his book, page 62, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. In the 1950s, the Uniform Commercial Code was adopted in most of the states as a means of unifying the generally accepted procedures for handling the new legal system of dealing with commercial fictions as though they were real. Security instruments replaced substance as collateral for debts. Okay? Now, just to verify that what he said is true, and he's right on target, I'm going to quote a section from the UCC Article 1-General Provisions, and that is also on the source document page at Anti-Corruption Society. Okay, again, from the UCC Article 1 General Provisions, Section 1-103. I'm quoting just two sentences or two phrases in that. The first one is, quote, to make uniform the law among the various jurisdictions, unquote. And that's what they've done. And the second one is, quote, the principles of law and equity, including the law merchant and the law relative to capacity to contract, supplement its provisions. Those are real important to understand. That's the legal system that we've got today. Now let's go back to what Stamper had to say. Security instruments could be supported by presumptive adhesion contracts. Debt instruments with collateral and accommodating parties could be used instead of money. Money and the need for money was disappearing, and a uniform system of law had to be put in place to allow the courts to uphold the security instruments that depended on commercial fictions, which is the straw man or the person, as a basis for compelling payment or performance. All of this was accomplished by the mid-1960s. The commercial code is merely a codification of accepted and required procedures, which all people engaged in commercial activity must follow. The basic principles of commerce had been settled thousands of years ago, but were refined as commerce became more sophisticated over the years. In the 1900s, the age-old principles of commerce shifted from substance to form. Presumption became a major element of the law. Without giving a degree of force to legal presumption, the new direction in enforcing commercial claims could not be supported in equity admiralty courts and had no chance in common law. If the claimants were required to produce their claims every time they tried to collect from the people, they would seldom be successful. The principles articulated in the commercial code combine the methods of dealing with substantive commercial activity with presumptive commercial activity. These principles work well for us as they do for the entrenched powers. The rules are neutral and respect neither side of a dispute, as they are ancient in origin. The entrenched powers that engineered the scheme for the people to register their property and person with the United States and its instrumentalities gain control of the people's property and right to property through registration and licensing. The United States became the trustee of the titles to everything. The definition of property is the interest one has in a thing. The thing is the principal. The property is the interest in the thing. Profits, which would be interest, made from the property of another, belong to the owner of the thing. The international bankers made profits by pledging as surety the registered property of the people in commercial markets. But the profits do not belong to the bankers. The profits belong to the owners of the thing. That is always the people. The corporation government shows only ownership of paper, titles to things. The substance cannot appear in the fiction. Sometimes the fiction is manufactured to appear as substance, but fiction can never become substance because it is an illusion. This is why the proper spelling of your name in upper and lower case is never used in court documents. The all-caps spelling represents the legal fiction, which the government holds title to and jurisdiction over, as it is the creation of the government. The substance cannot appear in the fiction. What will happen when you appear and claim the name ascribed on the complaint? You and the fiction become one and the same. You have changed masks from a natural living person to an artificial one. And this is why I think that was brilliantly done, and I do think it's a little bit complicated. People may have to read it more than once. I know I did. In fact, I get more out of it each time I read it, because he does use legal terms, legal languages, and not everybody understands what the security interest in a thing is. Probably people in brokers and financial markets do, but most of us don't think of it that way. But this is why when he says substance and form, substance is the man or the baby. That's substance. Form is the legal fiction person that they created, that they own. It is really important that we make that distinction, because in that distinction is the answer to the whole freaking bleeping mess. And that's why we talked about last week, we talked about on the talk show call, the importance of establishing and publishing your notice of condition precedent. And I'm just going to read that quickly again for people who've forgotten what that notice says, that we are saying to the world as far as who and what we are. Okay, notice of condition precedent. In compliance, and I'm going to read exactly as it's written, in compliance with Executive Order 13132, Federalism, signed by President Bill Clinton on August 10th, 1999, Section 2D, the people of the states are free, subject only to restriction in the Constitution itself or in constitutionally authorized acts of Congress, to define the moral, political, and legal character of their lives, unquote. I hereby define my political and legal character as follows. Be it known by all that I, Jane Doe, as a living flesh and blood woman, on this 23rd day in the month of January in the year 2016, do hereby give notice to all in the world that I am not a citizen of the United States. Any who wish to challenge this admission must do so by responding to this notice within 30 days of the last publication. Notice is also given to anyone in the world who may have a contract or unsigned presumed contract under the above name, living at the below address, that this notice serves as an addendum to all contracts or presumptions ab initio in which the signatory name may or may not appear. Notice that the following be included as part and above the signatory name without prejudice. Let it be known to all that this notice also serves to rebut any presumption that the state, with a capital S, has parental authority, parentheses, parents patriae, over my son and daughter, Jimmy John Doe, date of birth 5708, and Sally Ann Doe, date of birth 21704. All return address or responses to be addressed as follows. Notice all three line addresses will be returned to senders. And you, the name is Jane Doe, 307 Johns Road, Akron, Ohio. The zip code is in brackets, 12345. And United States of America is in parentheses, and the U is not capitalized. So this is really important, because what you've got to do is establish your legal and political statuses, just as Clinton said, to get yourself out from under all these presumptions. Now, this will not free you from everything. When you get this cured and it's returned to you, you can use it as you wish. You may not want to use it. If you're a truck driver, you may not want to challenge the driver's license, because that's what you're doing to make a living. Each man or woman who does this process will then have to think about where to go next. How do they want to use it? Where will it be helpful? And we will do a show in the future with more examples about how this document, this declaration where you're defining your political and legal character, it's been published on the web. We have a link to the website that's publishing these. It's only $20, and the webmaster will see that it's published, and when it's cured, we'll send you a copy so that you can keep it for yourself. It will be proof positive that you've told the world that you are not a U.S. citizen. You've told the world that you're a living flesh and blood man or woman, and you've told the world you're claiming your sons and daughters as your own, and you're rebutting any presumption that they have parental authority over your sons and daughters. Again, where does that presumption come in? They have authority over the birth certificate that they created, and only the birth certificate. And when we treat our flesh and blood living sons and daughters as if they're dead legal fiction persons, we get into all kinds of problems, and they can be harmed. The state can take them from your custody. The state can insist that you give them chemotherapy. Just look up medical kidnapping. That's being done all over, but it's all under this Uniform Commercial Code, because all of it is in commerce. All of it. The federal corporation is connected, its tentacles all the way down throughout the system, and they're all involved in contracts, grants, loans, everywhere, from your community to your hospitals taking money from the federal corporation. Now, through Medicare, they can tell hospitals what they can and cannot do, or they won't get paid by Medicare. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on, and that's where all these tentacles, they're all coming from the federal corporation, and they're all doing business because it's a commercial enterprise. And they're paying them with the private currency called the Federal Reserve Note. So I'm hoping this helps people understand what the system really is versus what we've been told it is. And we'll be back after this brief break, and we'll take calls.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney. I want to give the call-in number. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. Before we take the first caller, I'd like to put in a little reminder here. John and other RBN hosts have been exposing the money monsters like no other network ever has. They have left no doubt as to who the real perpetrators of the ongoing war against humanity are. It shouldn't surprise anyone, however, that those benefiting from the money monster's schemes and crimes are not going to advertise on RBN. So it's up to all of us to provide the funding necessary to keep the RBN boat afloat. There are several ways you can donate to RBN. I'm going to give you a phone number. You can call 1-800-724-2719, extension 1. Again, you can call and donate over the phone, 1-800-724-2719, extension 1. Or you can send a check or money order to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302. Round Rock, Texas, and the zip is 78664. Or the third way you can donate is to go to the RBN republicbroadcasting.org website on your computer and select either a single donation or a monthly donation by clicking on the Donate tab. Humanity needs RBN. For as long as people remain ignorant of the truth, they will continue to unwillingly, unknowingly, unwittingly consent to their own demise. Okay, we have a caller, David from California. Good evening, David.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, when you were just talking about the last segment, so if I kept my license, could I still do that? I just mean the regular California license, but I don't have. I don't drive for a living.
No, you can. Yes, that's the idea of doing the condition precedent. We have concluded that because it's all connected to the Federal Reserve note, which is a private currency, and many of us have pensions and paychecks and jobs, and to think that we can completely get out from under the whole thing is very, very, very difficult. I know very few people who have done it, and it's a big struggle. However, this monster entraps us one contract at a time. You've got the car registration. You've got the property registration. You get a license to get a dog. You register your child for school. There's a million ways in which we contract with this monster. And if you get your condition precedent, then you can sit back. You don't have to apply it.
Gotcha.
Once you got it, you get to think about it.
Let me stay on.
Okay, I'll let you stay on. We'll be back soon.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.